right. Setting the bar stories. If we were to describe them to someone who's never heard them before, Kelly, how would you say?
Well, the bar is like this little proverbial life hurdle, and we put it pretty low to the ground, thinking you can jump over it successfully and have a win for your day. Just don't do this.
Right, right, exactly. So if you've heard someone say they had beef with someone, like literally I'm having beef with someone, I mean, the term literal.
Right, they're fighting, right? They have an argument.
Yeah, the term literal, though, you're like, yeah, well, I mean, what does that even mean? Like literally having beef with someone. Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without using ground beef as your weapon, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, no, don't do that. Just make some burgers.
Yeah, thankfully, everyone's all right here. This is why we're talking about it. 27-year-old there in Ohio saw her neighbor in the aisle of Walmart. Apparently, they have, quote, beef.
Okay.
So what did they do?
There's a little disagreement going on. They're not getting along.
So this dispute. 27-year-old grabbed the first thing she could find, a 10-pound log of ground beef.
Ooh.
And decided.
Yeah, and if it's like frozen, that's going to hurt.
No, not frozen, just chilled. But she swung it like a sword and used it like that. Thankfully, no one was hurt. The neighbor wasn't hurt. But now this lady has been charged.
Oh, boy. Yeah, now that escalates to, like, assault, right? Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, look, you know, the aisles of the grocery, that's a melting pot of everything, you know? That's
exactly. But you know what? Let's use words to figure out our disputes. Let's not be slinging meat.
Yeah. Now, listen. If you're the manager at that Walmart, and someone has used a beef sword on someone else.
A beef sword?
Oh, are you slapping a manager's sticker on that? And are you trying to sell that at a reduced price? Or are you just chucking it?
I mean, I like a good bargain.
You do.
When I can find it.
You do.
I would buy it. I would say yes. Let's not let that go to waste. I mean, who is that going to help? Nobody. But times are tough. Groceries are expensive. If I could make some burgers at a reduced price by, say, 50%, I'm buying it. I'm jumping in.
Even though you knew that 10-pound log of meat was used as a sword.
I can, you know what? I can cook the anger right off of
that. Ah, okay. All right.
I can.
All right. All right.
Yeah. I would say drop the sticker, slap it on there. We actually have something we could let them have.
Well, I mean, ours say crotch steak.
I think it's kind of in the same family.
Oh, okay, I'll give you that. All right, so again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without using a log of ground beef as a weapon, you're doing okay.
Well.
Yep. Let's use our words,
I'm buying it, though.
Okay.
Put the sticker on it. I'll be there later.
On 99.7 DJX.